This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. A lot of stuff I've been meaning to get to. Now, Morgan, J.P. Morgan and Bank of America, this is really quite bad. They debanked President Trump under pressure from the Biden regime, asserting the January 6 events. Charles Gasparino writing, he's a good journalist. He's a good business journalist. Shoots right down the middle. J.P. Morgan and Bank of America, many of you may have these banks, debanked President Trump for his role in the January 6 Capitol Hill melee following pressure from the Biden regime, their banking regulators, and the Federal Reserve. People with direct knowledge of the matter tell the Post. This is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. The Democrats won't say this is the end of democracy because they believe everything they do is so self-righteous, outrageous. But sources at the bank, the largest and second largest in the U.S. in terms of assets, confirm the case stemmed from the controversy surrounding Trump's actions that day and threats from Joe Biden, his bank regulators, that banking the former president's money put them in danger of falling afoul of the rules that prohibit financial institutions from doing business with individuals and companies that present a reputational risk. There was no part of the federal government that wasn't used to try and damage Trump and his family. None. People at the banks tell the Post that Biden's banking cops at the office of the controller of the currency, for God's sakes, the FDIC and the Federal Reserve often use the nebulous nature of this edict to go beyond debanking money launderers and drug kingpins. They were pressured to include people who have heterodox political and business ties that often included conservatives and anyone who participated in the January 6th protest. You know, folks, Franklin Roosevelt did this to his opponents. I'm trying to remember, I think it's an unfreedom of the press, and he's not the only one. He sicked the Internal Revenue Service against them. He sicked the FBI against them. And not just his Republican opponents, but his Democrat opponents. He unleashed the IRS and the Treasury Department against Andrew Mellon, a self-made billionaire who was the treasurer to the Coolidge administration. And a damn good one at that. A damn good one. And they unleashed an investigation of him. And the commissioner of the IRS was reporting directly to Morgenthau, his boss at the Treasury Department, and to the president, Franklin Roosevelt. Morgenthau told FDR that the commissioner can't find anything on Mellon, on Andrew Mellon. The guy's as clean as they come. You know what Franklin Roosevelt did? If you read that book, you do. He told him, go back and find something, anything. Sound like Barack Obama going after Donald Trump? I mean, the fact is that these Democrats do these things. And so they came up with phony tax issues, so phony that a judge involved in the case essentially told the government these are phony. But they refused to relent. They chased him down for 10 years. And finally paid some ransom, effectively, some outrageous sum. He had to plead guilty to some kind of tax fraud of some kind, and I don't mean as a criminal trial matter, but just had to accept it. And in fact, Morgenthau would state later that FDR wanted him in prison. Wanted him in prison. But he wasn't the only one that FDR targeted. He targeted the owner of the Philadelphia Inquirer, Annenberg. His name was Mo Annenberg. Because back then, Philadelphia was, believe it or not, a Republican city, and this was a Republican-supporting newspaper. And so we unleashed the IRS against Annenberg and the Philadelphia Inquirer. What do you think of that? Liberals, Democrats. Forcing him to pay an enormous sum of money. He may even go into prison for a short period of time. And then he changed his editorial content to some extent to be much more supportive of the New Deal. See how that works? FDR would use the IRS. FDR would use the FBI. You know who else used the IRS? John Kennedy. Ben Bradley. Ben Bradley received information leaked from the Internal Revenue Service through the president, then John Kennedy, about John Paul Getty, who basically supported Republicans, about conservative groups. Bradley at that point worked for Newsweek, not the Washington Post. Oh, yeah. So this stuff going after Trump is unbelievable, and we need to get to the bottom of this. This is not a diversion. This is a core issue of Republicanism, of how a government should not function. Lyndon Johnson made John Kennedy look like a choir boy. He used the IRS, the FBI, and the CIA. Now, you notice Richard Nixon had to resign because he tried to cover up what some of his people were doing in Watergate. But what Richard Nixon did doesn't even come close to what FDR did or John Kennedy did or Lyndon Johnson did. And the Democrats knew it. Ben Bradley knew it, being as tight as he was to John Kennedy. They all knew it, but it didn't matter. Because Nixon didn't have many friends in Washington, so it didn't matter. The way they've treated Donald Trump, they're back, the crooks, the criminals, in the Democrat Party, in the media. They've gotten away with this before. Again, this is why Trump is so historic and iconic. He has fought against them and got elected twice to their great disbelief. Now, in the weeks and months ahead, I'm going to be talking about this midterm election, how crucial it is that we really get poised for this thing. Because if we lose the midterm election, we're going to lose every piece of this momentum that's going on right now. We will be bogged down in subpoenas and investigations. These people are evil. They don't care what and who they destroy, including the country. So we are going to be focused. This is what we do here. On all the platforms. And as a prelude to this, this is why this book on power, to me, is so important. So we are ready. So we know how to confront this. So we know how to talk about this. About the good kind of power and their kind of power. Again, I call these people authoritarian Democrats. Because they don't really believe in democracy or republicanism or constitutionalism. And I think it's so crucially important that as many people as possible read this. Look, if you want to buy one copy and share it with 10 people, that's fine by me. I mean, I know people who buy the audio, and then they'll play it over the weekend for 10 or 12 people. That's fine by me, too. Go for it. But we need to make the case. People need to be confident in how to make the case. We're going to have to persuade our fellow citizens about what's going on here. This is why they're so furious about Texas and gerrymandering. They've gerrymandered the hell out of this country. Somehow there was a mathematical mistake, quote unquote, with the Census Bureau, so they got five more seats. They'll do whatever they can, and they have done everything they can. And so finally, you have the governor of Texas. This guy's fantastic, Abbott, who's pushing back. And you know what? Governor DeSantis has taken another look. I think I heard or read somewhere at the congressional districts in Florida. So if California wants to play more games, they don't have a lot of room. New York wants to play more games. They don't have a lot of room. Illinois has no room left. I mean, Massachusetts has no Republicans in the House, so they have no room. Maryland has one Republican in the House. They have no room. But Florida has room. Texas has room. And some of the other Republican states have room to gerrymander in a way where they would basically act like Democrats. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen up.
Listen up.
What? The Mark Levin Show is on the air.
I am ready to start the show.
Interesting, the list did not show up on Christian's email here, Mr. Medusa. Let's see something. Want to try it again? Okay, I'm looking for the call list, America. Let's see if we can find it, because it seems to have disappeared. And I want to talk to you folks. Let's try this one. All right, let's try this. Let's see if this one works. Lara! Fairfax Station, Virginia, WMAL. How are you, ma'am?
Good, thank you. Thanks, Mark, for taking my call.
Thank you.
My brother and I, my brother lives in Reston Town Center, so we were really looking forward to going to your book signing. Unfortunately, there was a death in the family, so we'll be out of town. But
I'm sorry.
But no problem. I'm calling really because when we were looking into going to the book signing, the Barnes & Noble site says you need an advance ticket to even get in line. So yeah. I didn't hear that mentioned on your show, so I didn't want, I want to see if, just make people aware because.
No, people can show up and get a ticket. That's what they mean.
Oh.
What they're trying to do is organize it in a way where the line isn't massive and people can come at different times, so they know what they're doing.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't hear it mentioned, so I thought, we need a ticket
to get. That's why, because it really doesn't matter.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So you can order a ticket online, or you can go there and get a ticket. Either way.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right. I'm sorry about the death in your family, ma'am. You take care of yourself. Jenny, Chicago, Illinois, the great WLS. How are you?
Great. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
I wanted to share, you started the show mentioning how often the Democrats and the leftists mention Nazi this, Nazi that, calling conservative Nazis, the president Nazis. And I wanted to mention to you that my husband's a veteran. He receives his care at a VA hospital in the area. And there was in the waiting room, the Waltons happened to be on. And John Boy, who's a character in the show, was in his university class, and he happened to mention something in his university class about Nazis and questioning the Nazis. And I had just reacted, it just came out of me like, oh, Nazis, Nazis, Nazis. That's all we hear about all day long. And
well, here's the thing. I don't mind talking about the Nazis if we're actually talking about the Nazis. What I mind is when people use that word or the Holocaust or Hitler to character assassinate like Donald Trump or we the people. That's my problem. If people want to learn about it, that's fine. Go ahead. But my problem is they dumb it down. They really do a horrible sin on the people who died during the Holocaust at the hands of the Nazis and Hitler. When they talk about they don't like this gerrymandering, so it's the Holocaust. It's just sick.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. An employee came out and gave me the remote for the TV, and said I could turn on whatever I wanted. So I
So you turned on Fox. That drove them nuts.
Yes. I want to congratulate you on the success of your new book, On Power. That's wonderful. And I wanted to mention to you, in Chicago, unfortunately, the Democrats have their own version of book banning. I know the Republicans are accused of a lot of book banning, but the Democrats have their own sneaky version where the library just won't even acquire the book. Not only your book, but Dan Bongino's book, Jeanine Pirro's book, Kayleigh McNary's book, Tom Cotton's book. There's so many conservatives that I can't even get the book from the library. So that's the Democrats' version of
book. Well, you're right. My books are rarely in libraries. I mean, sometimes, but rarely. Yep.
Your American Marxism book was prominently displayed in our downtown library because it was with categorized with all the other Marxist books.
So they didn't realize what was coming. They didn't realize it, probably.
Exactly. So so your book stands out like a bright beacon on that show. Thank you so much, Mark.
All right. You sound like a lovely lady. Thank you very much, Jenny. Let's keep going. Colleen, New Mexico, XM Satellite. Colleen, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. But I'm going to be kind of windy on this.
Uh-oh.
Because religious suicide and homicide are psychological sicknesses that are classified as warfares. And what the Muslim people need to do is rewrite the Quran for America and not...
Well, that's not going to happen. People don't rewrite the Quran or the Bible or the Torah or anything of the sort. So appreciate your call, but that's not going to happen. Look, the problem are the Islamist terrorists. You know, when I go into a bank, the assistant manager at my bank is Muslim. He's from Pakistan, and he's a fantastic individual. When I have some of the Uber drivers that I talk to, some of them are Muslim. They are fantastic individuals. We have our friend Zudi Jasser and others on the program. Muslim, they are fantastic individuals. So I think the problem is you have this extremist element, this Islamist element, and they're slaughtering other Muslims, as well as Jews and Christians or anybody else who they think is in the way. And so that's my focus. That's where my head is. And I think it's the right focus, because these people are killers. They have a bloodlust, and so are the Marxists, by the way. They do, too. That's why I think they work together. You know, we have at the Alligator Alcatraz, we have illegal aliens are chanting freedom in Spanish. According to Anna Ishmanani, or whatever, Florida State Representative Democrat, of course, cut 7, go.
And then we were able to gaze into one of the full tents for about 30 seconds. And this was 8 cages with 32 men per cage in one tent, 3 toilets per cage, and they're very tight. And, of course, when they opened the doors, we were met with security that wouldn't let us pass them. But all the men started chanting.
You know, ladies
in
and
Spanish.
Gentlemen, you know what annoys me about this moron? If there were any inhumane conditions, some judge would deal with it. She didn't mention how big the cages are. And I could go on and on and on. I'm so sick and tired of these liberal Democrats who just bend over backwards to try and accommodate the people they brought in here illegally because they view them as future constituents. It's outrageous. I'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a time when America's most cherished values are being challenged. Values like faith, family, and freedom. And that's why I support AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC is the choice for Americans who care deeply about preserving the principles that have guided this nation for generations. As a member of the Association of Mature American Citizens, you'll receive access to fantastic benefits and discounts on travel, insurance, prescription services, as well as exclusive member-only tools and resources. And one of my personal personal favorites, the AMAC magazine, packed with meaningful content, insightful interviews, and updates you won't find anywhere else. Right now, you can join for as little as $1.20 a month. Hello, with a 5-year membership. That's an incredible value. So don't wait. Go to amac.us/livein. That's amac.us/LEVIN. Become a member right away. Stand with AMAC. Help keep the values we hold dear going strong for future generations. That's amac.us/LEVIN.
Bye. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Kick off your week with straight up facts. Tune in to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 AM for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for unbiased reporting, we deliver the real deal on what's happening in our county. Crisp updates and honest discussions that matter. Got a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or DM them at townhallbrief on linktree.com. The Town Hall Brief, your trusted source for local news. Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Am required to qualify.
There's a reason liberals line up for a smackdown. Free government cheese from Mark Levin.
The establishment's worst nightmare. Mark Levin.
Call in now, 877-381-3811.
I can tell you I went to Alligator Alcatraz 2 days ago, and I'm sick and tired of false stories about Alligator Alcatraz. Someone asked me the other day that the priest wasn't allowed in to get mass. Wrong. They got the records there. They show me records. Clergy have been allowed on there. And I walked through the medical facility there. Not one person was in the trauma unit at all. I talked to the head medical person. Shared with me, you know, what they're getting. Some people don't, you know, stomach ache or, you know, nothing serious has happened there. And if something serious is happening, they got a helicopter right there to take people to the nearest trauma center. So what I saw was a well-run facility. And the reason I went down there is because I get asked these questions all the time about the terrible, terrible Alligator Alcatraz. I went down there, and what I found out is there's a lot of fake stories out there about medical attention, about, you know, religious freedom and having clergy there. I went down there. I looked at the books. So it's simply a false story.
See how they lie? See how they lie? Speaking of liars, Zoran Mandami on Sunday, cut 10, go.
This is a dark moment to be a stranger in our city, to be a stranger in our country. An authoritarian government in Washington, D.C., is dispatching mass agents to abduct immigrants from our streets. That is not justice. It is cruelty.
This guy is such an a-hole. I mean, seriously. So you have illegal aliens, masked agents. These guys are masked because there's enormous money behind these radical left-wing front groups, these ethnic front groups, trying to intimidate and threaten these ICE agents so they wear masks to protect themselves and their families. Abducting people off the street, they're removing them. Half of them have overstayed their visas. Did you know that? Over 50% of them have overstayed their visas. They were supposed to leave and they wouldn't leave. You got another big percentage who already have removal orders, who won't leave. And this dumbass won't even mention any of that. Says this isn't justice. It's cruelty and it's criminal to enforce the immigration laws. And this is what you're going to get, New York. You're going to have criminal illegal aliens. I mean criminal beyond the fact that they're illegal. Roaming your streets. The cops aren't going to be able to do anything if there's any cops left. Your taxes are going to go through the roof so you can pay to redistribute wealth and pay for illegal aliens and welfare for other people. That's what the hardworking New Yorkers are going to have to face. If you don't organize and fight this and prevent this guy from becoming mayor. He's unhinged. He's a head case. Listen to Kristi Noem on Fox and Friends today dealing with this Mamdani. Let me tell you something. She's very good. I don't know her. I mean, I've interviewed her, but she's very smart. Cut 11, go.
I can't even imagine how the people of New York City feel listening to that, knowing that if he were elected as mayor of New York, that they would have to continue to live with the dangerous criminals that are on their streets terrorizing that city right now. We've done so much work there as ICE officers and federal law enforcement officers getting dangerous criminals off the streets of New York. Literally hundreds and hundreds of them have been removed already in New York City because of President Trump's leadership. We need to continue to do that work, and we need a mayor that will work with us and have our backs when we're out there making sure we're going after those individuals. So if he were elected, New York City would be a train wreck, and those poor families would have nowhere to go for help.
No question about it. Now, this Elisa Slotnick, who I mentioned in the first hour, is proving herself truly to be a self-hating Jew. She goes out of her way. She opposes support for Israel, one of 28 Democrats or so, more than half, who voted to cut off all support for Israel. She's Jewish. She ran as a moderate, but she's decided to throw in with the Islamists and the Marxists. And she does it again. She's on MSNBC yesterday, and she calls Mamdani a new generation of leadership. Yeah, a new generation of leadership. Old generation of leadership for communist regimes, but new for us. Cut 12, go.
Yeah, I've said very openly that I never would be called an expert on New York City politics.
Actually, you'd never be called an expert on anything. You're a moron. These people lie to get elected. They just lie through their teeth. And there she is. She's moved hard left. Go ahead.
Messages were like a blinking red light. How can you miss them? People are still extremely focused on the cost of living and how they can't get ahead. Still, the
so let's vote for a Marxist Islamist Jew hater, huh? That'll fix everything. That'll make it affordable, huh? Now, to be honest, New York City was never quote-unquote affordable. It's always been a very expensive city. That's why many of the people who work there don't necessarily live there. You know what you do when a city's expensive? You move. That's what you do. Because they typically are one-party cities, Democrats. And Democrats do what? Every damn one of them. They raise taxes. They impose regulations. They kill you on zoning. They put in things in place that are intended to help welfare recipients, illegal aliens, so the middle class have a hell of a time. A hell of a time dealing with it, regardless of your race. But they have an idea. Let's elect a Marxist Islamist Jew hater. That'll fix it. So says this self-hating Jew. It's a new generation, America. Everybody's focused on the cost of living. Therefore, let's embrace economic socialism. We know that'll work. Go ahead.
And then number two, they want that new generation of leadership.
New generation of leadership. Wow. Well, that must be it. A young Marxist, not an old Marxist. It's a new generation of leadership. There she is, the so-called moderate. It's like this clown running for governor in Virginia, Stamberg or something like that. She's another one that has either CIA or military background, and then it's assumed that she's a moderate. She was quite left-wing as a congressperson, and she will be quite left-wing as a governor. She's a phony, a fraud, and a fake. Meanwhile, with a black woman running for governor, she would be the first black woman ever elected as governor of Virginia, ever. But because she's not a left-wing Democrat, the left-wing Democrats don't say, let's vote for the first black woman to be governor. In fact, they attack her viciously. And she's a great lady. Winsome Sears is her name. Fantastic lady. Patriot. Smart. Can't have that. No, we're gonna elect a white liberal who pretends to be a moderate. Then when she becomes governor, God forbid, she'll kill the state like all liberals do. Now, Paul Begala has a warning. Now, this guy's a punk, don't get me wrong. He's a punk. Rush called him Farhead because, well, it's Farhead. But here's a warning out there, and I'm playing this for you because it's a warning that might turn out to be correct if we're not careful. If we're not careful. It's not a prediction. It's a warning. He's on the Constipated News Network. Cut 13, go.
Remember last week there was a terrible earthquake off the coast of Russia? And then it took a long, long time before tsunami waves hit. Unfortunately, I don't think anybody was hurt. This is an earthquake. This is coming. The Republicans are looking at a wave election against them. This is what happened the last time. 2017, they cut taxes for the rich and tried to cut Obamacare, to end Obamacare, and they failed. They lost 41 House seats in the next election. This combination, this bill, where they cut taxes for the rich, exploded the debt.
Okay, shut up, Squirt. Shut up, Squirt. One of the biggest liars ever, which, of course, is why he's on the Constipated News Network. Tax cuts for billionaires explodes the debt. Isn't it amazing that the Marxists all of a sudden are concerned about the debt? Now, when Joe Biden, or whomever it was, massively increased spending by multiple trillions of dollars, calling it the Inflation Reduction Act, by putting all that paper into the economy and creating inflation, which was really for climate change, which in turn was really for lining the pockets of left-wing businessmen and left-wing think tanks and left-wing front groups. So much money they didn't know what to do with it. Now they're worried about the debt. They didn't have a growth agenda, an economic growth agenda like Reagan did, or like Trump does with his bill. It's an economic growth package. That's what it is. But I would ask the Democrats, what do you want them to cut? What do you want them to cut? Tell us. What programs do you want Donald Trump to cut? When this was going on several months ago, and I had the Speaker of the House on, Mike Johnson, and I asked, have the Democrats proposed any budget to you? He said, not one. So what do you want to cut? Tell us. You want to cut. You talk about $4 trillion, $4.5 trillion. Okay. What do you want to cut? You say not Social Security, not Medicare, only discretionary spending. Okay. You know what that is? You're down to 20% of the budget. All the rest of it's off the table. So of that 20%, what do you want to cut? Food stamps? Head Start? Just tell us. What do you want to cut? Why do the Republicans always have to come up with the cuts? Why don't the Democrats come up with the cuts? Give us a list of $4.5 trillion in cuts. They won't. Because when Elon Musk and Doge were trying to cut spending in the federal government significantly, guess who tried to block them and attack them? That's right, the Democrats. So it's either cut or don't cut, and they're for both. Cut, but don't cut. Oh, okay. That's workable. Cut, but don't cut. But whatever you do, raise taxes. And if you cut taxes, say they're for the billionaires. I don't know how many billionaires wait tables. How many billionaires wash cars and wash windows? I'm just curious. It's capped at $25,000 in tips. If you're a billionaire by definition, you know what that is? That's not even chump change. That's not even mustard money. It's nothing. So what are they talking about? Exactly which tax cut was identified for billionaires? None. I've asked this for months. How come a reporter doesn't ask one of these nitwits, which tax cut are you talking about? The across-the-board tax cuts? That's not tax cuts for billionaires. But hey, what do I know? By the way, Stephen A. Smith asked me to go on his program. I think it's Monday, Mr. Bedusa. Yeah, I said, okay. It'll be fun. As long as he doesn't ask me too much about, you know, sports. I know enough to get by. I know what teams I like. But, man, I can't wait to get into the other stuff. That's what he wants to do. And, Stephen A., check out my book so we can talk about that a little bit, too, as you well know. Let's continue, shall we? How many times have you told somebody, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Makes a lot of sense, except when it comes to a cell phone. Why? Because the technology changes, the battery life fades over time, the processor can't keep up. You probably dropped it 25 times, perhaps even in the sink. And fortunately, thanks to Pure Talk, your cell phone is something you can replace easily. Cell phones are very expensive, are they not? So when you switch to Pure Talk this month, they're going to give you a Samsung Galaxy A36 for free. Hello, for free. Hello, with a $35 qualifying plan, a $35 qualifying plan. So for just $35 a month for talk, text, data, and the best. And a free Samsung phone with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that lasts all day long. Wow. That's great. This is Pure Talk. We love our friends at Pure Talk. All on America's most dependable 5G network. Look, supporting companies like Pure Talk, patriotic, started by a veteran, based in America, it's a good thing. You win by cutting your cell phone bill in half. They win by hiring more Americans. And they also help veterans. It was started, as I said, by a veteran. So make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. This is the kind of company you want to do business with. Number one, the big three rip you off, so you can cut. They can cut your bill in half. Number two, they're a patriotic company started by a veteran. And number three, the big three, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile don't give a crap about you. So call American Financing today, 888-900-1828. Now, you've heard me talk about them, but some of you haven't switched yet. Now's the time to jump in, or you can visit AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
I shall return.
Mark Levin.
Most Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jahnke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who've made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-Site for additional facts.
Looks, charm, smarts. It all adds up to the Mark Levin Radio Show.
What if you could delay your next two mortgage payments? Imagine putting those two payments in your pocket, finally getting a little breathing room. You know, it's possible when you call our friends at American Financing today. So if you're feeling stretched by everyday expenses, and especially those damn credit cards and all that interest that's piling up, well, it doesn't have to be that way. You need to call our friends at American Financing today before you get to a point where you can't make those payments, and they'll show you how to use your home's equity to take care of this. You consolidate your debt, put it under a low interest. up to $40,000 of which is tax deductible. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are helping homeowners just like you in this audience restructure their loans and consolidate that debt, all without upfront fees. And their customers are saving on average $800 a month. That's like a $10,000 raise. It's fast. It's simple. It could save your budget this summer. So call American Financing today, 888-900-1828, 888-900-1828, 888-900-1828, or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Okay, let's slip in a few calls. Don't forget, grab your copy of the number one New York Times bestseller. I say that because it drives them nuts. The number one New York Times bestseller, On Power. Oh, yes. And don't forget about our book signing Saturday at 10 a.m. We'd love to see as many of you as would like to come visit. You spend a little time, say hello, and sign your books there. It's at a brand new Barnes & Noble in Reston, Virginia, at the Spectrum at Reston. So check it out. Again, Reston, Virginia, 10 a.m. this Saturday. We'd love to see you. Let's take a call. Ken, Waterbury, Connecticut, XM Satellite. Ken, how are you, sir?
Sir, God bless. How are you, sir?
I'm good, and you too. Thank you.
Hey, Mark, really quick, and I know you're short on time, so I'll be as fast as I possibly can. I've been a cop for 26 years in Connecticut, and majority of my family is military, fire, and police. A big chunk of my family is New York PD, primarily Queens, Brooklyn, and some in Manhattan. And this is not a joke. New York voters need to really wake up because they are all telling me, and they got time on the job, a good chunk of it. If this communist gets elected, they are already looking to transfer to Florida and Tennessee, and they're going the cadets that they've been hiring, they've been telling me, like, you don't understand. They are not qualified, but they just need to fill the boots because they are over, don't listen, they're over 1,000 short in NYPD. Over 1,000 short.
Terrible.
These guys are getting burned out. And so they better wake the hell up because bad, better be careful on how you vote for. Don't feel the spring in your step because I'll tell you right now, once they fail, just like California, don't be begging for my federal tax dollars to bail you out. I'm tired of my federal tax dollars bailing out these liberal cities because they failed. No, that's not. My tax dollars are made for our military and other type of organizations. And really quick, I wish I had a chance to go to Virginia to go meet you and get a book signing, but I'm working actually a double that day. And I'll be honest with you, Mark, I'm not going to lie to you. The odds of me traveling down there would be slim to none, but I would have loved to have a book signing.
Well, Ken, let me say this. Thank you for 26 years. That is wonderful. We have a lot of cops in our family. I've had a lot of them who have passed, given their age and so forth. But don't hang up, Mr. Producer. Let's get Ken's full name and his address. Let's get him a signed book. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Thank you for being here. Let's do it again tomorrow. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and Israel, and you, the American people. God bless each and every one of you. Grab your copy of On Power. You're going to love it. I'll see you tomorrow.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket Bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.